Dealing in cash only is the traditional method used by tax dodgers to avoid paying the state a portion of their incomes. Now, though, the digital age has taken center stage and money can be shifted electronically right around the globe using any number of accounts. The European Commission says forcing institutions to become more transparent is the key to curtailing the problem.
From January 2015, dividends, capital gains, all other financial income and account balances should be added to the already extensive list of categories subject to the automatic exchange of information. With this move, the EU will have the most comprehensive information exchange system in the world.
The Commission says it is vital that governments around the world cooperate with the EU on this issue.
It is a signal that we are prepared to up our game as a union and lead by example. And it is also a signal that we expect others to follow us.
We asked ordinary EU citizens about their views on these latest measures, which are designed to curtail illegal tax evasion within the union, estimated to be worth 1 trillion euro annually.
If I pay tax, the rich people should pay tax, the poor people should pay tax, everybody basically should pay tax. So it always depends on the income as well, of course.
We are European, and I think this is normal to pay tax for this quality of life the European Union bring to us.
Who pay? A poor. A poor people, they can't money. Rich people don't pay tax, poor people do pay tax. It's not good.
But the reality is that due to the economic crisis, more and more people on low incomes are also avoiding tax. It is often mutually beneficial for their employers to pay in cash. The Commission says it will bring forward separate measures to tackle tax avoidance in the EU by multinational companies, estimated to be worth 150 billion euro each year. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso and Council President Herman Van Rompuy will travel from here to Northern Ireland next week to take part in the G8 summit. There they will press world leaders into formulating an international action plan to fight tax evasion at the global level. The difficulty, of course, is that those who are intent on avoiding tax will always be looking for ways to keep one step ahead. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.